Hello. Am I speaking for Joyce, please?
Speaking, mate.
Hi, Daniel. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with the law firm. How do you discuss this reverse case?
Hold on a minute, mate. I can't hear you. Can you say that again, please?
My name's Michael Fair, and I'm calling from MMA Legal with the law firm helping you with your Scottish Redress case.
Okay, mate, that's fine,
How are you, Mr. Joyce?
I'm okay, mate, I'm okay.
Perfect. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Daniel?
Yeah, no problem.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Daniel, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here in MMA, as your law firm. Is to go out and gather the evidence for you. So that's not only writing to, you know, social services at the Belfield, or you know, prison service, if you like, the Belfield and Land Centre, social services, Burnoak, education authorities up in Scotland, to gather as much evidence as I can for you.
Yeah.
It's also my role, Daniel, is to get to know you a bit better, and try and understand, you know, the trauma you faced in these institutions as a youngster, how that has had a lasting effect on you into your adult life.
I'm
looking to try and uncover, you know, evidence that I can, obviously evidence, with stuff like, you know, have you ever been diagnosed with the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD? Have you ever had any issues with any sort of alcohol or substance abuse? What I'll do, Daniel, is I'll invite you, you know, GPs, local authorities, rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence for you, and then present that to the Scottish Redress as, you know, not only Daniel in care, but also because of care.
Yeah.
They have to take that into consideration, you know, the after effects of the trauma when they're deliberating on our case, Daniel. Obviously, the point and the idea is to try and get you, you know, the maximum amount of recognition and compensation that we can.
Yeah, it's just not my time in life, you know.
That's horrendous. Have you ever been diagnosed with any depression or anxiety or PTSD, Daniel?
No.
Okay. Have you had any other sort of mental health issues?
No, just really not.
Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance abuse issues?
No, I've never took drugs in my life.
No, what about the alcohol?
Drinks, just maybe in my youth planning. It's not about drinking when I was younger, right?
Okay. Okay, and I have a real tough question, Daniel. It's one that I really don't like asking, but I do have to ask. But have you ever tried to take any? Have you ever tried to take your own life, Daniel?
No, not really. No. But I've done it a few times.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to write to obviously the authorities up in Scotland of the Man Centre and of Glen Oak up in Stirling. When I get your information back from your time up there, do you want me to share that information with you, Daniel?
Yeah. I would like to know what this is, not I mean, everything that's covered up now, my experiences, everything is unused. We knew what they were doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's why Glen Oak was called the Shropshire of Treatment, you know what I mean? That's what it was known for.
Yeah, it's a portal, isn't it?
You know what I mean? It was like an army camp, you know?
Yeah.
And if you imagine coming in after the street and they expect you to march, and if you didn't wait, you'd get a doom, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Okay. So I'll send you all the information that I get. Obviously it's your information. What we'll do, Daniel, is when we get that information into the business, I'll make copies, share it with you, and we'll go through all that together, you and I.
Okay.
Could take me anywhere up to 10 months, Daniel, just to, you know, make sure you manage your expectations. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months to get the information back.
No problem. The guys say that maybe 15 years, you know, it's not a problem. It's just something, I mean, write in things and ask you and I read. It took me about 4 weeks, kind of half built in the forum, and do that way, do you want to go back there?
You know, yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, I could think for the locals, I mean, I'm coming up for 72, and that was stuff I did 35 years ago, I would have. I can still remember the things that you used to be doing, you know what I mean? I can still remember their names.
But is it called Glen
Oak
or Glen
Oakles?
I mean, you keep referring
to Glen Oakles. Glen Oakles.
So that is a Glen Oakles?
It was called, a detention centre. It's no idea the what the built on it. They built another prison right beside it. That's the rival. Glen Oakles, you only done a maximum of 8 weeks, 5 days.
Okay.
That's why they called it the Short Sharp Treatment. It's right next to the I think they built another prison right, but it's the same part, is it?
Okay.
But it was called Glen Oakles Detention Centre, part manager.
Yeah, I've got that now. So we'll go through all that information together, you and I, Daniel.
Okay,
we'll go through your statements as well, buddy. Make sure that you're happy with everything that's inside of your statements.
Right. Yes.
And we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress, Mr. Joyce. That's where we compile our evidence, make sure we swap out all of our statements. I will need a bank statement off of you at that point as well. You can't do a final submission without the bank statement. They need the bank statement obviously to register you so they can pay you compensation. That's in 6 weeks, maybe even 10 months time. What happens then, Daniel, is when you await what's called a panel day. So the panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for you or I to attend. And then hopefully we'll get you the recognition you deserve from that panel date and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Joyce.
Okay, thanks very much, mate.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Daniel, on what my role is and how I'm going to undertake?
No, I understand what you're doing. You're the kind of... You've got to go and try and get all the information you can get to them, what they'll be and what they'll know, you know?
Yep.
Understand that your point of view, you're not going to...
Yeah, we've got to gather as much information as we can to give you the best chance of getting, you know, the most out of this, because obviously if you win, we win. So just on that, because I'm about to start on 10 months worth of work for you, I need to make sure that you are fully aware and fully on board with our fees and how we charge, what we charge, and also what your other options are out there in the market. And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will. So I just need to run through with you, Daniel, on this recorded call for our compliance. You may have been through this before with one of our customer care team, but this is the last time you'll hear this, hopefully. So just to let you know, Daniel, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail you gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case, but that is an option for you. So that's option one, Daniel. Option two is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Daniel, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, those law firms, as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yeah.
So they get paid whether you win or lose. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Daniel, what they won't do for you or don't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you, sir, is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we definitely and certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. in which if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. That's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance. Our fate to tie, basically, Daniel. We don't get paid unless you get paid.
Right, that's okay.
Perfect. Our fees are capped at 15% inclusive, plus VAT, plus VAT. The VAT is 20% of the 16, which will net you out, and maximum amount you'll ever pay us is 19.3% in fees, inclusive of VAT. What that means is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 19.3%.
And you only pay that after you've won?
You only pay that once you've won.
That's fine, mate. You know, that's
I'll go through that with you now, Daniel. The no win, no fee, part of the no fee, just to clarify, is because you've been through, detention centres and the likes, and are deemed as a vulnerable client in the eyes of the law, we will never charge you or put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you any compensation, Daniel, you'll never pay us, and we'll never come looking for any sort of fees from you. Our insurance company and our insurance policy will cover the fees our end.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
Is that okay, Mr. Joyce?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, sir?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And you're happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, ma.
Perfect. Excellent, thank you very much. You signed the agreement with us on the 25th of March, and I'm not sure if you're aware that you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed that document. What that means is you have 14 days to change your mind. We won't start work on your case, because obviously you don't want to incur any fees. And you can, if you wish to, you can change your mind, walk away.
No, I'll only be changing my mind now, honestly, I won't.
Okay, so that one of the reasons is you have the right to wait for 14-day cooling-off period when you started on your case. So you're happy to wait for 14-day cooling-off.
Yeah.
Perfect, Mr. Jones. You have my number now, manage Michael. I'm going to be a caseworker throughout this process. If you save my number, Daniel.
I will do. Give it a moment.
If you need anything, you can say, just give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 to 3 weeks with all my contact details outlining our process. But I'll be ringing you every 4 to 5 weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on with your case.
No problem, mate. That's brilliant.
Is that okay, Mr. James?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Excellent. So, do you have any questions for me?
No, that's fine. Everything's fine.
Perfect. Lovely speaking to you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, mate. Right. Thank you, Daniel. Cheers, mate. Bye. Bye.